Good evening, my friends. Good evening and good morning. It is Wednesday, June 27, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Some strange technical difficulties just came upon us here. I apologize for the sound quality as I had to dial in on the telephone. But welcome back to Frankly Speaking Radio. Hour number two begins now, and our guest is going to stay with us as long as he's able to, and we certainly appreciate that. Jack Samashima, welcome back to you. I really appreciate your time here tonight, my friend.
You're welcome.
When we left off, Mary was asking about your thoughts on the concentration camp type of situation that we're looking at here in America. As we speak, I don't know how familiar you are with what has been done and some of the legislation, but she's worried, and I think perhaps rightly so, that that there could be that this could be more in have more in common with perhaps the German camps in World War II than the American camps in World War II.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
I from my own experience with the camps, the 10 main camps that were set up for us,
yes,
as the final, you know, final destination camps, they came under a department of the government that was set up by President Franklin, you know, Delano Roosevelt, and they were set up as WRA camps.
And what did that
WRA is acronym for the War Relocation Authority. And if they follow that type of philosophy, then I would not think that there would be any intent to, incriminate any people to for the purpose of really getting rid of them. I just don't think, I can't see that they would do that. And, but the present administration, I don't know, you know, the way some things have gone on, you know, they might injure some, prisoners, but I would think they would not indiscriminately, you know, exterminate prisoners, but then I'm just guessing. I just don't feel that that's the way the American people would stand for something being done that way.
Well, I think that's why there wasn't any extermination done during the World War II, I think you said you was in, because they were kind of, it was too close to what happened was what Hitler done.
Right.
And so I think that was just kind of like a trial run, and they didn't go as far as they could have gone because they knew the people would still have in their memory what Hitler did. And that's why I believe the next phase that they will do what Hitler did.
Oh, I see.
But I praise God that you live long enough to witness to us about World War II. It's always good to have somebody, you know, that's lived through this stuff and can tell everybody what happened.
Right. Oh, you know, we didn't do anything to harm, you know, the country in any way. You know, we didn't sabotage or things like that, and if we did, it'd be very obvious who's doing it, you know. And
in Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here with us tonight. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our special guest tonight is author Jack Samashima. Welcome back to you, sir. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but hopefully we've got it all worked out. Anyway, as you were saying, yes, and I concur with what you're saying wholeheartedly, the Japanese-Americans who were in prison, that was completely unjust. There was no rationale for that. It was simply fear. And that's mostly what I'm concerned with these days, my friend, is that this fear of terrorists, they're everywhere and they might just come out and get us. And, that it could very easily have already been Arab Americans who were locked up in camps, in 2001 after September 11th. Any of these things are possible. And it still could be that will be the case in the future. It's hard to say, but surely a lot of these things have occurred to you, in your thought process, to see, Pearl Harbor happen, and then, of course, to see September 11th happen as well.
Right. You have a point there, One thing I have realized is that as the years have passed, the citizens here in the United States have gotten a broader outlook on the world than it was, in the 1920s. And I hope that continues. But it is true, we were sort of condemned with no court hearing.
Yeah.
We didn't get our constitutional rights, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to exercise them. And but the reason or excuse used at the time was for military safety, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't see us thinking, you know, narrow-minded enough to, to condemn innocent people if they have done something that can be proven was detrimental to the country, then I can, I can see where they could be judged on a court trial basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then be condemned, but I have noticed that the citizens here in the United States are more broad-minded than, at least I feel they are a lot more broad-minded, than the outlook in the 1920s and in earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
I
hope so, too. Yeah, exactly. I think that's really the main thing. I mean, the whole idea that, I guess fear really leads to a great many things, and I'm not fearful myself for that exact reason. I think it leads to too much distrust, too much suspicion, too much racism, too much hatred, too much preemptive punishments. And we're seeing all these things take place now. I never thought I would see the day when American troops would engage in torture in order to glean information, yet that's what's happening at Bagram Air Base, at Abu Ghraib, at Guantanamo Bay. And this is a horrific thing. And to say that we have gone from, at one point, being considered, tallest standing advocate of human rights to this now, because they have deemed it to be such an important threat. We are in such dire straits, they would say, that this torture is to acquire necessary bits of information. That's all based on fear, and I hate that. I really
do. Right. Well, that was true, immediately after Pearl Harbor here on the West Coast. You mentioned this, I think Root is one of the names in that firm, that company.
Yes, KBR.
You said that they have a contract for $380 million?
Yes, sir, somewhere, yeah.
All right. Well, I have to think the cost of the VART evacuation. While the Army was in charge, Army spent about $89 million. Of course, that's in 1942 dollars. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's $89 million. The WRA took over. The WRA spent about $160 million. So together they spent about $289 million. And the Federal Reserve Bank at the time made a guess that the people of Japanese origin, they lost about $400 million. When the Terminal Island, which is near the Long Beach Naval Base, when they moved, they had set a date. The Army had set a certain date, but they changed their minds and then posted posters on the lampposts and telephone posts and whatnot, and gave the people their 2 days and 9 hours to be vacated off of that island. They either had to vacate themselves or be moved. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the people had left by February 25th of 1942. About 300 families had already moved out on their own.
Wow.
And it's a little dinky island, sort mm-hmm. of. you know, it's surrounded by water there, but there's a drawbridge that you cross to get to the main part of L.A. County. But Bainbridge Island up here, since I'm up here about 90 or 95 miles north of Seattle, we're about 25 miles from the Canadian border up here in Bellingham, Washington. But those people, they were given 48 hours to get rid of anything they possibly could and whatnot. But in Terminal Island, and there are 2 days, 9 hours, they had to get rid of all kinds of things. You could buy a new stove for $5. You could have bought a new refrigerator for $10. A new Buick sedan went for $100. So, you know, the prices, they got very little because of everybody unloading at the same time.
Yeah.
But this is why there were relatively few young men that they were bitter because they were just getting into where they were, you know, were getting their orchards or whatever it was started real well and some farmers had planted things and they just had to leave them, and they were quite bitter about that kind of action, and especially, you know, you couldn't complain. And so, but they were separated out and, you know, sent to this Tule Lake camp, assembly sent. Well, no, that was a permanent camp up in Northern California. But fear does cause a lot of improper thinking, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It does, and yeah, it's an awful thing. I wanted to ask you about this when your time at the camps ended. I assume it's virtually like starting over from scratch.
Well, yes, that's what because they finally set a definite date that they were closing all the camps. So the people had to be out of there. They either had to go to some new area that they were totally unfamiliar with, or back to where they originally lived. And when some of the people who were the early returnees, you might say, they experienced a lot of prejudice even then, and like some of the markets and things would not buy from the farmers, and all kinds of things. The he's a senator from Hawaii. His name is, I can't think of his first name right now, but his name is Inoue. And he lost his right arm or left arm in Italy. He was in the 100th Battalion, and he lost one of his arms, and he's senator right now. He's been a senator for evidently quite a number of years from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he was discharged from the East Coast, when they came back, and he was discharged. Of course, he had his uniform on and everything, going on his way to Hawaii, where he was from.
Jack, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you here briefly, sir. Folks, we're going to take another short break. We'll be back in only 3 minutes with our special guest, Jack Samashima. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. Our special guest tonight for the last hour and a half here so far, Jack Samashima, the author of the book My Nisei Story, A Journey of Great Satisfaction. Welcome back, sir, and again, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
When we left off, yeah, please go ahead.
I first started out calling you Frank, and then I thought, wow, you know, I should be more formal and call you Mr. Whalen.
Oh, no, Frank
but,
is fine.
Look, is it okay if I call you Frank?
Please do. Yes.
It's much easier. You know?
Yeah. Right. Please call me Frank.
All right. But let's see. I just wondering where we left off here.
You were talking about the gentleman from Hawaii.
Yeah. He passed through San Francisco. He would never tell you. General public this, but he passed through San Francisco when he needed a haircut. So here he is with his one sleeve, you know, pinned up because he's missing an arm. And he goes into a barber shop in San Francisco and he has all these, you know, ribbons on his shirt and missing an arm, and they refused to serve him.
Wow.
And they wouldn't give him a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the way it was for some of the people who first went back to their where they came from. And in fact, there was a family that lived in Orange County. That's where I lived for a while. And their son had been awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. And at that time, the general, Stillwell was the name. I don't know. You're too young to know, you know, some of the other generals in during World War II. But he had the nickname General Joseph Vinegar Stillwell. So he was a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he had some of the Nisei combat intelligence fellows in his command. And so he knew what they had done because a few had gotten killed by friendly fire till the army discovered that they should have two Caucasian soldiers attached with them so that they wouldn't be mistaken for our own infantrymen from shooting them. They would think, oh, it's a Japanese soldier that's put on a dead U.S. soldier's uniform and infiltrating their lines. But anyway, at that time, when they were awarding this Distinguished Service Cross to this fellow's sister. Before this Nisei girl and her family returned to Santa Ana, California, some vigilantes came by and warned her not to be there the next trip they make back. You know, I mean, because they were scaring them.
Yeah.
But when General Stillwell heard about that, he came down that to that family's little farm, and with some of his men, and they put an end to that sort of thing. And he called them barfly commandos. But anyway, some families experienced a little difficulty getting reestablished.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah. So the hatred still persisted for a little while. But what the Army did was they had some of the young officers go up and around, down and around Pacific Coast where they heard there was, you know, some resistance to the Japanese families coming back. And they would lecture their own experiences with the Nisei soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're familiar too much. That's why I want to say... Any producer that has me on their program, I end up sending you a book, my book.
Yeah. Well, that's why
I need to get your address and everything. But,
yeah, I'll definitely call you for that tomorrow. Let me ask you to hang on if you don't mind, and then we'll come back and you can finish up with anything else that you had in mind for us. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A very, very, very big thank you going out to our special guest this evening, Jack Samashima, the author of the book My Nisei Story, A Journey of Great Satisfaction, available at all your fine booksellers everywhere. You can go ahead and ask for that. You can go into his website and read more about the man and the book at www.sharkislandpublication.com. You'll see that, of course, on our website probably tomorrow at franklyspeakingradio.com. And also, of course, you can go to Amazon and look for a used copy if you'd like. Some amazing reviews there of this book written by our phenomenal guest this evening. Mr. Samashima, welcome back, sir.
May I add something?
Please.
About the book?
Yes, please.
Well, can you name the price on your program?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's $14.95
mm-hmm.
plus the printer that I use. They charge $1.99 for shipping and handling.
Okay.
So it used to sell it through it's called Ex Libri, which is a division of trying to think of the, it's a Random House.
Oh, okay.
But they charge 21 99 plus another 99 cents for something, plus shipping and handling. That was one of the reasons why I now self-publish it completely, you know, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And but if anyone that orders it through my website, they'll get the, you know, the best price, because it, the on the website it shows this a www just books, and the books has a Z instead of S on the justbooks.com, and so they can order it either from either, you know, either place for the best price.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say that. Let's see. I'm leaving off here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say this while we have you here. It's been such a fantastic experience for me to be able to speak with you here tonight. I'm a big fan of history, the real history, the things that are not necessarily, you know, you're not going to find it prominently displayed in a history book. The people who have lived it, the people who have seen it and been through it and survived it and come out better. These people like yourselves, are national treasures, and it's very, very important that we understand where we've been so that way we can know what to avoid when we're on our way forward. So I really appreciate you spending time with us tonight and telling us your story.
Oh, no, I appreciate just the chance of doing so. I hope I've been able to give you thus far information that you did not or wasn't furnished to you by your acquaintance. There's a George Takei.
Yes.
Answer that way. I have a question.
What's that?
There's an actor that plays in one of these, I'm trying to think of it. It's like a rocket series.
Yes. Star Trek?
Star Trek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same
man. Well, it's the same individual. Right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. It's he was in a camp in Arkansas when he was very young. So, obviously, your perspective is going to differ from his, as you were a grown man, obviously experiencing these things. So, it's a fantastic addition to the information. Uh-huh. So, I really appreciate that.
I hope I'm giving you information that he wasn't able to furnish.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes. Definitely.
Because otherwise I'd be giving you some redundant information.
Oh no, this is very, very important, and it's a different perspective you had for, you know, a different reason. You're in a different place and you're a different age. But I'll tell you what, if you can get me out a copy of the book, I would love to have you back on after I've been able to read it, and we'll do this again.
Yeah, right. I would welcome that.
So would I.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, thank you so very much, my friend. I really, really, truly am honored with your presence here this evening, and I thank you for telling your story with us here tonight.
Well, are you signing off now, or...?
Unless you feel like you can finish the hour, if you'd like to stay on, I certainly have more questions, but it's up to you.
Well, my voice is, you know, there's something wrong with it. I've been seeing my own personal doctor, but the have one more test that he wants to have run.
Mm-hmm.
And the specialty place has booked me on July the 11th.
Okay.
So, it won't be till sometime after that I know what's causing this raspiness, as I've had it about 8 weeks so far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's holding up yet, so you can stand, when it goes off key or something.
Oh, yeah. That's very easy for me to deal with. As long as you feel up to it, that would be wonderful then.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate that. I understand Mary in Georgia is still with us. Mary, I apologize. The behind-the-scene guys weren't telling me you were still there. So.
Yeah, I was still hanging around.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to thank God that he keeps people like your guests around long enough to let us people kind of remember what history was like.
Amen to that.
And I still think that it's kind of like the you heard about the frog being thrown in boiling water.
Yes, gradualism.
Yeah, I think Hitler figured out he tried to act too fast and the people caught on. And I think now they're kind of doing stuff more slowly to deceive the people. Mm. People entertain with baseball, popcorn, and movies. And I think when we get hit again, it's going to be pretty hard, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, I concur with that. It's a, like I said, just you look at what one act of terrorism, meaning, of course, September 11th, has done in the entire process by which we handle interrogations. You know, prior to September 11, 2001, the interrogation techniques that were being utilized currently by our country, they were viewed as, they were taught to our interrogators simply and our military personnel as saying, this is what a tyrannical regime does to its prisoners. So learn how to endure these interrogation techniques in case, you know, for pilots, maybe, you know, just in case you're shot down over enemy territory, understand that these are the methods they use and, you know, prepare yourself for that. And now we're using those same techniques, which we, you know, obviously, took some sort of moral issue with and are utilizing it because of a necessity, because of a need. And it's all part and parcel to the fear that the war on terror is blamed upon. So what I'm saying here is that if we've gone that far that quickly to embrace these Soviet-style interrogation techniques just, you know, a few months after September 11th, gosh, in the time that it's taken for them to slowly integrate these camps into some of the budget concerns and into various bills and to allow different money to be set aside for the refurbishment of these camps, it does make you wonder exactly how far they're going to be willing to take it, because when you think about where we're at, a terrorist attack, natural disasters on par with Hurricane Katrina, and of course global warming and all the things we're talking about with that, bird flu, any of these things, you know, the groundwork has been pretty solidly laid for an awful situation to come up. And I hope that it doesn't happen. Obviously, I think all of us, you know, hope and pray that it never comes up. But the point is that without these kinds of discussions from people like our guest who's been through this and seen it and lived through it, we wouldn't know. We would not know. So I think it's important.
Well, I think they've gotten a little bit too eager again. You know, this stuff's not going to happen until it's on God's timetable.
Yeah.
And when he allows it to happen, then it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've got us dumbed down enough, and they do more of us than they don't.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just don't realize what's going on. There's very few that realize what's going on. And I think they got us dumbed down enough that they can, you know, just go ahead with their plan. And who knows, because I don't know how many people out there know what's going on. But I think they think there's not very many of us enough to make a big deal anyway.
It's that's probably the thought process. But, you know, again, this is the main point that we have to talk about is taking a look at what's going on around the world. And it's not just happening in America either. It's happening in other places. The crackdown on dissent, the surveillance society, the idea that we have to keep tabs on everyone. We have to find out who they are, what they believe in, eavesdrop on their phone calls, read their mail, read their email. Intercept faxes, anything like that. We are in a situation where the fear that something might harm us has allowed us to take our God-given rights and secured, supposedly preserved by government, and we've given them away. We've sold them up the river, and people who have made these sacrifices so we can have these civil liberties, they would be very disappointed with us, I think, in how we've allowed things to get to this point.
Well, we know that when the time comes, when it's God's time, it's coming, and he says, fear not. And those that know him know it's coming, and we shouldn't be afraid, you know, because he said, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose it for my name's sake, you'll save it. And these Tim LaHaye and I think Jim Jenkins, these Left Behind series stuff. I was reading those books, and they've got in there, these people are working for the Antichrist, lying, taking the mark, doing whatever they have to do to save their life. Well, that ain't going to work. They're going to lose it. If they try to save their life, they're going to lose it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, I appreciate the call, Mary.
Okay, Frank. Love you much.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Jack,
yes, please.
The lady that's the listener to your show, the one
yes,
that was just speaking.
Yes, sir.
Is she speaking an Arkansas accent?
Oh, that's a Georgia accent, yeah.
I find it very interesting, you know, because I don't hear that accent too much, you know, often.
Yes.
And it's sort of quaint.
Yes, it is.
Right. But I understand that from the MSN news and they newspapers that some of the men that they have at Guantanamo, they have never told them why they are in that prison.
Yes.
This is what I understand. They haven't accused them of actually what the what they think they have on them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not right now, not from a legal standpoint.
Yes, sir. That's right. Very true.
Right. Well, anyway, I was going to mention that my book covers a whole lot of things other than just, the camp situation.
Yes.
That's just a couple of chapters and if the most. But I was divorced once, but the wife that I had the longest, she passed away about 7.5 years ago, after we had moved up here to Bellingham, Washington. But she was not of Japanese descent. She was Caucasian, and she was half German, and then dressed as like Heinz 47. But I had a very good, loyal, responsible spouse in her, but she had a heart attack and passed away, as I say, about almost 7.5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
No, 6.5 years ago. But I was going to mention that most of the friends that I have, the war just interrupted a lot. The people that I went to school with, they lost all contact with them after and during the war, and so my wife and I made new friends, and most of my friends are Caucasian friends, and I have an older sister that's older than I am, by 3.5 years, and I have a younger brother and then a younger sister. But evidently longevity is in our genes, I guess.
Yeah. So
because my sister has to be about 90. In fact, I just remember her birthday was June 16th. And she was born in 1914.
Wow.
So, I might mention that after Pearl Harbor, my dad had a laundry, and he did pressing, but not the cleaning, of suits and things. But During the Depression, a lot of people from the Oklahoma area, because of the Dust Bowl situation, came into Southern California. In a way, it was good because they introduced larger scale farming methods. And a lot of them ended up in the San Joaquin Valley, which is considered the fruit and vegetable bowl of California. And in fact, a lot of their products are shipped all over the, you know, the United States.
Mm-hmm.
After Pearl Harbor, sort of amusing, FBI, when they rounded up a whole lot of the first generation, they used donation publications. Our parents couldn't get citizenship.
Excuse me, if I can interrupt you here for a quick break. Folks, we're back in three. Please stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here with us. Tail end of hour number two, and this hour being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, Amazing stuff there. Located at the website, privacycrisis.com. You can read all about the book. You can purchase the e-book. You can also purchase the hardcover version. It is also available at Amazon.com used if you can find it. You can also call this particular Borders bookstore. They do have it in stock at 702-433-6222. Learn all about the tried and true proven techniques that Grant has used himself and advised others on to be able to travel, to bank, to work, and to live anonymously right here in the United States of America. It's all legal, folks, and it does afford you just an extra wall of privacy, the kind of things that you don't really have these days here in America, and it's a real tragedy. So do what you can, folks, to protect yourselves from snoops and from identity theft and a variety of other things by picking up the book Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. Fantastic stuff, and he'll be joining us tomorrow evening on the program, and I look forward to speaking with Grant. We ask you, of course, to support all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show and this network possible. And a big, big, big thank you to our guest who spent 2 hours with us here tonight, Jack Samashima. I really appreciate you so much, sir, yeah, I had to interrupt you there. We're running out of time there in that segment, but we have a good 2 minutes here. I wonder if you'd give us, you know, some thoughts on the whole overall process for you. It sounds to me like, you know, you look at it and say it is what it is, and you know, I've used that, and I've forgiven, you know, the incident and the people involved, I guess, in the situation, and you've gotten past it, and you've been able to do very well.
Wow. I appreciate your words here, but it's a two-way street in a way. The United States has treated me in what I think is in a nice way, and I'm grateful for that. And I just know that there's no other country, you know, like the United States anywhere in the world. But I can only say good things, and I can say it very frankly. I don't have to have any tinge of hesitation, and you know, in saying that.
Well, that makes me.
But I do appreciate this chance to you know, give you some explanation of what my experiences were.
Yeah.
And and when you read my book, you will learn a lot of other things that, you know, that aren't relative to this particular subject. And I hope you will enjoy the book.
I know that I will.
Right. So once you have had a chance to read it, and if you wish to have me on the show again, then I'd be glad to take time to, you know, answer anything you might ask. Or
okay.
Fine.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, so to your listeners, I would want to say that you have a good station, evidently, and when I hear these commercials, it gives me a little bit of, you know, a little more of a feel for your radio station.
Well, I appreciate that. It's quite a network, and we've got a number of stations of people listening all over the place. So I thank you so much for sharing your story with all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Samashima, his website again, www.sharkislandpublication.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in about a minute.
It's true.